Let us pray.
O
Lord, we come before you with thankful hearts. We also come with humility and with a heart of learning. We read your words and listen your words. We want to know you. Please answer us and according to our hearts. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. I remember last December I have told you one thing. I do not know if you still remember it. At that time, I mentioned 1 Corinthians chapter 13 regarding love. We did not spend the time to study the chapter
13.
I only said that the book of the 1 Corinthians teaches us how to use love to live a Christian life. And also teaches us how to build up our church. I know that your church here, MMCC, has a direction for this year. I believe you're going to be focused on Christian life is the theme for.
那在我的教会那边，我们今年也特别用哥林多前书来作为一个研读的一本书。
In our church, we use the First Corinthians, the book, as the book to study for this year.
特别，我们会在讲台上面，我在我们西区教会每个礼拜，我们都是讲哥林多前书。
Especially on the pulpit, every week we'll be preaching from the 1 Corinthians.
但是当我打开哥林多前书的时候，
As I open the First Corinthians and I start to read, I become fearful. If you have read this book, you would know there are many problems in this church. There are divisions. There are also adultery in this church. So actually this church does not look like a church. This is what I said. So Paul, when he wrote this letter to them, he rebuked them seriously. Not only he wrote the 1 Corinthians, he has also written other letters to the church. We know there's the 2 Corinthians.
当保罗写这封信给哥林多教会的时候，他是在以弗所。
When he wrote the letter, he was physically in Ephesians.
所以我就在翻到以弗所书那边。
So I turned my attention to the book of Ephesians.
因为以弗所书也提到基督徒的生活。
In that book, he also mentioned the Christian life.
好像我们刚才选读的这一段的经文，在第四章那边。
Just like what we have read, chapter 4 of the book Ephesians.
在第四章读到最后第五节、第六节那边。
When we read to chapter 4 and the 5 and 6 verses. There's a one Lord, one baptism, and one faith.
第六节说, 一个神就是众人的父, 超乎众人之上,
so there, and verse 6 says, one God and the Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
其实你打开新约的时候, 你读到保罗的书信,
when you open the New Testament, when you read the Paul's epistles,
几乎保罗每封书信里面一开始他都会告诉他是主的，他是神的仆人。
Almost in every one you open, at the very beginning, he will say that he is the servant of the Lord. He is also the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. He also mentioned faith. It's the faith we have in our Lord Jesus.
对，在哥林多前书里面很特别，他还提到这个血。
In 1 Corinthians, he also mentioned death.
这个他提到这个死的时候是很怪的一个问题，他在问他们。He
was asking them a very strange question.
这个在第一章那边你们会看到。You
will read that in chapter 1.
所以我今天我回到哥林多前书这边，我们从一主一信一死这三点去开始去思考。
Let's start to meditate on 1 Corinthians, which is the thinking of one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Today I'm going to start with one Lord. I think we should meditate this topic from three different aspects. So first we ask, who is this Lord? Why do we call him Lord? Say why we say that Jesus Christ is our Lord. So we must know who is this Lord.
接下去当我们既然称他为主的时候, 我们也要了解我们自己是怎么样的一个身份。
Since we consider him as Lord, then we need to know who are we.
我们跟这个主的关系是什么意思?
What is our relationship with this Lord?
最后当我们说我们认识这个主, 我们跟随这个主的时候, 我们要做什么事情?
So finally, as we know this Lord, we follow this Lord, then we ask, what should we do?
我们怎样去做?
How do we do it?
首先我们要问一个问题就是这个主是谁?
First we ask, who is this Lord?
你怎么样去认识他?
How you get to know him?
保罗是谁? 在书信里面他说他是奉神的旨意。
Paul, in his epistle, he says, by the will of God. We do not need to introduce Paul too much. So we know that almost one third of epistles are written by Paul. So if we think about the theology of the New Testament, it's the theology of Paul. This is the letter he wrote to the people, the church in Corinth. It's for the church in Corinth. It's not just for anyone. He also writes to other places who worship the Lord together. We should have some knowledge about the city of Corinth.
我不晓得有些人会去过哥伦多, 但是大部分人大概没有,
I know some of you may have been to the city of Corinth, but many of them may not. It's a big city in Greece. It's next to
Athens.
So it's a seaport in the southern part of Greece. He was the first largest city. I don't know if it's for Greece or it's for Rome. Because actually all this territory is under the Roman Empire. Because he was the southernest part of Greece. So if you look in the map, if you want to travel from the south to the north of Greece, it, by water, is very difficult.
So, 当时很多时候那些船都会停到这个多伦多这个地方，把东西卸下来，然后运到北边。
So many of the cargo ships will stop at Corinth and then transport on land. So this is a place where people are gathering together. It's very well developed. It's right next to Athens. But their moral is decayed. That's why people are influenced. The other thing we said that the Corinth is right next to Athens. So we can say that Greece is the center and beginning of the Western culture and philosophy. So those, the people of Greece, the Greeks, seek wisdom of men. But they worship all the gods. Paul said even they worship the names, the gods without the names. So we should have such kind of background. So during his second missionary journey, that Paul went to Greece and Corinth. He didn't go there just okay by occasion. He stayed there for a year and a half. He went to discuss in the synagogues with the Jews. I'm sure they don't want him to go preach. He also worked there himself. Making
tabernacle.
So Paul has a special relationship there. He didn't just went there by chance.
So he
actually spent a period of time with the people in the church there.
At
the very beginning, he mentioned another name.
It's
Sosthene.
在哥林多那边应该在会堂里面担任一些工作。
He has some ministry and work in the church synagogue there.
但是这个人后来信了主以后，受到那边的人的欺负。
But he was rejected after he became a Christian.
所以后来我想他会是跟着保罗到外边去。
So I think he went with Paul in his journeys.
所以保罗在这边也提到这个人的名字。
That's why Paul mentioned his name.
保罗在哥林多前书第一章一节开始的时候，他提了三个事情。
It's three things Paul mentioned in the first chapter here.
第一章他说，奉神的旨意蒙叫做耶稣基督使徒的保罗。
He said first, Paul, called as an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God.
他这边很清楚说了三个事情。
So clearly he mentioned the three things.
第一个就是奉神的旨意。
The first is by the will of God.
第二个事情是蒙叫做耶稣基督使徒。
The second is called as an apostle of Jesus Christ.
蒙叫跟做耶稣基督使徒，我是把它分开两个事情。
So called and be the apostle of Jesus Christ are separate two matters.
其实一个是一个事情。
Actually, it's one.
在保罗其他的书信里面，其实他不单单是提到耶稣基督。
In other the letters that Paul has written, he did not only mention Jesus Christ.
他有时候也会提到是主耶稣基督。
He often also used the word the Lord Jesus Christ. So first we meditate on the meaning of Lord. I don't know how do you think about the concept of Lord. Because I never thought who I should call as the Lord. So when we think about the Lord, we may think as a master. Or the boss. I'm sorry?
Or leader.
Or is your 领导者, the leader. Maybe you know what the meaning of a leader.
但是人都不喜欢有自己的主人。
But people do not like to have their own masters.
因为我们觉得人都是平等的。
We think we're all equal.
我们不想做仆人。
We don't want to, be servants.
我们要做自己的老板。
We want to be our own boss.
我们要做自己的主人。
Or do our own master.
我说这个是人我们的思想。
This is the way the man thinks.
在希腊原文里面，这个主这个字啊，是 kurios。
In the original word in Greek, the Lord is kurios。
这个字当然是一个主人的意思，老板的意思。
It means the master。
但是有一个特别的意思，它的意思是神。
But it has another meaning. It means divinity。
这个是希腊文这个字的意思。
This is the meaning of the original Greek word.
So, when we see Paul talk about this Lord, we know that he means our God.
So, when Paul mentions the word Lord, I think he's meaning our God. Who is this God? So, we need to return to the Bible. At the beginning of the Bible.Tells us that God created the world. God created all things, including the humans. We're not going to talk about how God created things.
但是当我们读圣经的时候，我从创世纪一开始一直读到。这个最后的时候，我们都可以看到，这个诗人的诗歌、先知的预言、使徒的信里面，他都会告诉我们神的创造。
So whenever we read the Bible from the beginning to the end, whether it's the Psalms or the prophets or the apostles, we all mention God's creation.
有一个故事很有意思。
There is an interesting story.
就是在创世纪那边记载的摩西的事情。
is about Moses was recorded in the Genesis.
我们晓得圣经前面五本书是摩西，我们犹太人都会把这五本书归到摩西的名上面。
So we know that the first five books of the Old Testament are considered under the name of Moses.
当摩西在埃及的时候，他为了保护他的一个兄弟，他结果把一个埃及人打死。
So Moses, when he was in Egypt, in order to protect one of his Jewish brothers, he killed an Egyptian. So he ran away to the wilderness in Midian. Then God called him. Give him a vision.
就是有火烧在这个荆棘里面。
So it's the burning bush.
这个荆棘不会烧坏的。
And the bush was not burned down.
神跟摩西讲话。
God spoke to Moses.
告诉他回去埃及他的兄弟们。
So God told him to return to Egypt to his fellow countrymen.
那很奇怪，摩西问神一个事情。
So Moses asked God for one thing.
在出埃及记三章，三章十三节那边，摩西就问神。
In Exodus 3:13, Moses asked God.
他说，当他回去他的族人那边的时候，他怎样告诉他
？So when I go back to my people, how do I tell them?
特别是问到这个神的时候
especially when they ask about God.
人家问这个他叫什么名字
So how should I tell them the name of a God?
神对摩西说
God told Moses,
我是自由拥有的
I am who I am.
又说你要对以色列人这样说那自由的打发我到你们这里
You will tell the Israelites that I am that sent you.
自由拥有这个字两个字不像有名字。
I am who I am doesn't seem like a name.
但是其实这两个字扎起来就是希伯来文他们的耶和华。
So if you combine this word together in the Hebrew, it's Yahweh.
因为我们讲到我们的神的时候这个神是创造天地万物的神。
So when we talk about this God, this is God who created heaven and earth.
他是自由拥有。
He is everlasting.
从不晓得从什么时候开始。
We don't know when it begins.
我记得去年在讲道的时候也提过这样子。
I remember I mentioned this in last year.
所以这个是自由拥有。
So he is the ever-existing love, God.
同时我们也晓得他也是唯一的主
And he is the only God.
因为我们记得希腊人的背景的时候
When we remember the background of the Greeks,
因为他们很多神
They have many, many gods.
假如我们稍微有读过希腊的那种神话
If we have read the Greek mysteries,
他们那些神还吵来吵去
Or their gods argue with each other.
当然他们这些神都不是真的神
Of course, there's none of them are true gods.
We do not need
to tell this mythology to children.
It
won't help us. But there's only one God.
It's
the God of the Bible. Not only Paul mentioned the word Lord, he also mentioned being apostle of Jesus Christ. We should go back and discuss what happened to Paul in the past.
我们晓得保罗不是跟其他的十一个使徒，我说十一个，因为有一个不在。
Paul was not with the original 11 apostles. He was not the one that lived in Canaan. I do not describe him as the term ABC. He was not a native of Canaan. But he is a Jew. He is also a Pharisee. So he is a disciple of a famous teacher, Gamaliel. So we can say he is a good scholar. Not only this, he actually is very serious about God. So in Acts chapter 8, we can see at the very beginning, Paul was persecuting Christians. He did not think what he was doing was wrong. Because at that time he did not know Jesus. So when he saw those Christians want to follow Jesus, he didn't think that was a good thing. So in Acts, where it was in verse 9, chapter 9, when Paul was on the way to Damascus. That's the time when God called on Paul. At that time, Paul knew who Jesus Christ is. So Paul changed. When we mention the name of Jesus Christ, we need to know there's a very special meaning. The name of Jesus was not given to him by his mother. So when Jesus was born, the angels told Mary what his name should be. So Jesus Christ, the meaning is that God is Redeemer. And this is why Jesus came to this world. Is to deliver us from sin. So God called Jesus, Moses to deliver the Egyptians from Israelites from Egypt. God also called Paul to serve him. So similarly, we are also called by God to be believers. So we serve him. There's something I want to mention here. I want just to clarify. Because every time after our worship, many brothers and sisters come to me and greet me.
Uh,
Sometimes you may call me as a pastor, that may make me feel uneasy.
因为事实在教会里面我没有，我不是一个安的。
So actually, in fact, in the church, I was not an ordained pastor.
虽然我是在神学院读过一点书。
Even though I have studied in the seminary.
读过一点点，也毕业了。
And I graduated.
但是我想我不敢像保罗说他是。
So I wouldn't dare to mention like Paul said he is apostle.
但是我可以讲说,
But I can say this.
我们今天我们都是奉神的旨意。
All of us today are by the will of God.
我们今天都是被神蒙召。
We are all called by God.
我们分别出来做他的门徒。
We are separate to be his disciples.
就是要我们今天我们要宣扬他的名
so that we may proclaim his name
宣讲他的话
proclaim his words
我想解两句话你们应该可以明白同意这个事
I think you understand this and you can agree with it
好接下来我们上面我们需要了解我们自己
Next, we need to understand ourselves.
当我们称一个人为主的时候,
When we call someone Lord,
我们是一个仆人,
we are a servant.
这个很理所当然。
So this is obvious.
但是保罗说他是主耶稣基督的仆人。
When Paul says he is a bond servant of the Lord Jesus Christ,
在希腊文里面也有一个字啊。
There is a word in the Greek.
我想可以大家也学一下这个字。
We can also study this word.
就是 doulos.
It's doulos.
这个字就是仆人的意思。
So this means a servant.
这个字就是跟我们刚才第一个字 kurios 刚刚相反。
This is the opposite of the word curious.
主人跟仆人就是一个相对的词。
There are two opposites.
但是同样这个字除了指是一个仆人以外
Not only this means a servant.
它还有一个意思。
They have another meaning.
就是奴隶的意思。
It's a slave.
我们今天不会谈奴隶的事情。
Today we would not talk about being slaves.
在美国独立就是会解放黑人不要做奴隶
The American Civil War is because of delivered slaves
我们中国人特别是从大陆那边过去六十年唱的一首歌很出名唱的文章就是不愿意做奴隶嘛
So in China also we have a very famous song indicating we do not like to be slaves.
我们没有人想做奴隶。
Nobody wants to be a slave.
但是要记得当时在希腊在罗马那个时候奴隶是有的。
You remember in those days in Rome and Greek there were slaves.
其实中国我们在历史上面奴隶也有。
In the Chinese history there are slaves as well.
所以我们当讲到奴隶的时候不管是字面上还是实际上
So when we mention the word slaves whether it's actually or it's figurative speaking
这个奴隶的意思是一个带有一个归属拥有
So the meaning of a slave has a meaning of being belonged toor being possessed by
就是你的主人拥有你
That means your master possesses you
同时这个仆人对他的主人也有一个事情就是要顺服服从的意思
So this servant this slave needs to be subservient to the master
好像我们中国人以前是有皇帝的事情
It's just like the days with the Chinese emperors.
So, 王帝要跟他们的神要做什么事情，他们一定要做。
So if the emperor wants you to do something, you have to do it.
但保罗只知道他做仆人的时候，他是知道他是做神的仆人。
So when Paul mentioned that he is the servant of God,
他是做主耶稣基督的仆人。
He is a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们要记得一个事情，我们是神造的。
So we need to remember we were called by God.
不单是如此，我们是神造的。
Not only that, we are also created by God.
我们是照着神的形象来造。
We are created in the images of God.
但是很不幸。
But unfortunately,
亚当不顺服神。
So Adam did not submit to God.
所以到最后他会不听神的话。
So he disobeyed God.
结果亏欠了神的荣耀。
And he fell short of God's glory.
况且我们说我们不知道神是怎么样的。
Or we can say we don't know what is God.
我们也看不见神。
We cannot see God.
其实不是。
That's not true.
其实我们是可以通过他的儿子耶稣基督。
We can know God through his son, Jesus Christ.
我们可以从耶稣基督的身上我们看见我们这个神。
We can see our God through Jesus Christ.
今天我们人是蛮可悲的。
Well, today that we as humans are miserable.
我们不认识神。
We do not know God.
我不是说你们啊。
I'm not talking about you.
其实我们也不认识我们人自己是什么。
Actually, we don't even know ourselves.
因为我们还活在罪里面的时候。
When we were still living in sins,
我们没有神的荣耀。
We did not have the glory of God.
所以今天我刚才我们读了诗篇第八篇。
So we just read Psalm number 8.
让我们思考我们人究竟算是什么。
Teach us how to consider ourselves. What are we as humans?
我们人实在是该死。
You know, we deserve death.
因为我们是死在罪恶过犯。
Because we died.In our transgressions.
但是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
借着耶稣基督。
Through Jesus Christ.
他把我们可以回复到他要我们的地位。
So he restored our position with him.
我们可以像他。
So we can be like him.
所以我们不单只知道神是伟大的神。
Not only we know that the God is a great God,
就是神创造万物。
God created all things.
但是同时我们也晓得神有一些道德的本性。
We also know God has some moral attributes.
因为神是公义。
That God is righteous.
神是圣洁。
God is holy.
今天我们蒙召。
Today we are called.
神是要我们成为一个圣
徒。God wants us to be saints.
就是叫我们不再做罪的人。
So that we are no longer slaves to sin.
这个在罗马书六章一节。
This was written in Romans 6:6.
福音的信息。
The message of the gospel.
十字架的道理。
The actual meanings.
我想在保罗的书信以后会重复重复。
It will often repeat in Paul's epistles.
相反，我们今天其实不是一个奴隶的身份。
Today we are not considered as slaves.
因为神是给我们有一个儿女的身份。
Because God has given us as children of God.
也是约翰福音一章十二节那边告诉我们。
This was written in John 1:12.
我们信他的人，他就给我们权柄做他的儿女。
Whoever believed in him, he gave us the right to be his children.
因为耶稣基督是把我们带到神的面前。
Because Jesus Christ brought us to God.
在这里我讲一个小故事。
I'll tell you a little story.
结果不是人家的故事，是我自己的故事。
This is a story about myself.
我小的时候不太听话的。
Now, I was not very obedient when I was young.
我妈妈现在过去已经不在，所以你们也不能没有办法去问我妈。
My mother has passed away, so you won't be able to verify.
因为你们当中有人认识我，我父母的。
Some of you that knew my mother.
有一些我不晓得为什么让我父母很生气。
Once I don't know why I made them very angry.
那我母亲是骂我也好，是怎么说也好，她就说：“你好像不像是我生你的。”
My mother said, "It seems you are not born from me."
这句话，我想你们在座都很多都是父母亲。我想这句话不好说啊。
Many of you are parents. You know this is very difficult to say.
其实这句话，我想是不应该这样说啊。
I think we shouldn't say that.
因为我妈妈后来还说，她说你好像是从路上面捡回来的。
So my mother said, "As if we picked you up on the roadside."
我想我们当中没有是年轻人，所以太久。但是这个，但是你明白这个意思，我们是。
But you know what this means, right?
我不听话，不像父母。
If I don't listen to my parents, so I'm not like them.
但是我听了也要很生气。
I was very mad when I heard that.
那我回一句话说。既然不是我父母，为什么要听你的话？
So since you're not my parents, why should I listen to you?
Right? 人的头脑，我想，哪个时候我很小，你不要以为，结果还不退，我还说我要离开家里面，我要跑出去，我说我要去找我的亲的父母，结果让你等。
Not only I said that, I said I'm going to run away, I'm going to look for my own parents.
笨得要命啊！
That was so stupid.
我想大家晓得，我们没有人什么时候要去怀疑说这个是我的父母亲，对不对？
You know, we never doubt if they are our parents or not.
虽然我们不知道父母亲怎样生我们，对不对？我们出生，但是我们没有人会 have the nerve， 我们应该讲的说。去问你是不是我的父母。
You know that we never, obviously we don't know how we were born, but none of us had the nerve to ask if they are our parents.
但是父母亲就是我们的父母亲，对不对？
So parents are our parents.
对神也是这样。
For God is the same.
因为后来我晓得我连出生纸都没有。因为我生长的年代的时候，
So at the time that I was born there, we didn't even have a birth certificate. So my
父母还要去拿一个 affidavit 去到法院里面，在法官面前证实我是他们的孩子。
So my parents had to go get the affidavit to the judge to prove that I am their children.
你们官员问了我一大堆问题，说你这个是你父亲吗？
So the judge will ask if this is your parents.
我只是想让大家知道我们跟神的关系也是这样。
I just want you to know our relationship with God is the same.
只等到有一天，
Until one day,
我教我的孩子，
I was teaching my kids.
同样的事情，
Same thing.
我孩子不听话，
They didn't listen.
我也骂他也没有用啊。
Even though I rebuked them, it was no help.
我告诉他要做什么事情，他也不听。
I tell them to do things, they don't do, listen.
那个时候他是高中要毕业的男人。
That was time they were just about to graduate from high school.
我告诉你，我告诉他什么事情，两个事情。
I told him two things.
他要做两个事情。
He need to do two things.
我说不好。
I said no.
第一个。他晚上要出去，我说你十一点钟要回来。
He wants to go out at night. I told him to come back before 11.
他说你没有理由。
So that's unreasonable.
第二事情，他说他要把头发染红。
And the second, he wants to dye his hair red.
这个是男孩子啊。
This is the boy.
这个孩子也不是乱七八糟的孩子，老实说。
He actually is a pretty good boy.
他是在 T4C 长大的。
He grew up in T4C.
后来其实他头发染得很好看。
He dyed his hair. It looked pretty good.
但是我告诉他，男孩子你不能去讲染红头发，跑到教会的时候，人家晓得你是我的孩子，怎么办
？So I don't think a boy should dye their hair red. When you go to church, they will know that you are my son.
结果后来他还是做他。爸妈说：“哎呀，他毕业了，算了，让他做。”
He actually did what he wanted to do because the mom says, "Well, he already graduated, just let him be."
他还坐在那边哭。
Who was crying?
Crying.
Who was crying?
My son.
And my son was actually sitting there and crying.
十八岁的孩子还要坐在那边，会有事情。
For 18-year-old.
但是他后来就问我一个问题。
And then he asked me a question.
其实他也不是要问。
Actually, he was do not need to ask.
他自己答复这个问题。
He answered the question himself.
他说：“你们这些父母亲啊，他没有说是中文，他说你们这些亚洲人的父母亲。”
He said, "You all Asian parents."
为什么你们说的话，什么事情，就是讲我们一定小孩子要听，没有抗议的事情。
So why everything you say we have to listen? There's no way, no room for negotiation.
我也没有办法答他。
I cannot answer that either.
但是他马上自己回答自己一个说一个答案。
And then he answered himself.
他就说是不是因为你是我们的父
母。Says is that because you are our father?
Okay, yeah. 这个事情，我想。这个孩子是信主了，我告诉你。
Now this son is a believer.
当时已经信了主。
He already a believer then.
所以我其实听了几句话，我觉得我也蛮开心。
So when I heard that, I was pretty happy.
但是整个事情，我想给我们晓得，我们人跟神这个关系是怎么样的事情。
So from this incident that teaches us what is our relationship with God.
好，那既然神把我们父教分别出来，那我们要做什么事？
So since God called us and set us apart, what are we supposed to do?
我们应该怎么去做？
What are we going to do? How do it?
我们称他为主，但是我们心里面有些时候不是这样想，对不对？
We call him Lord by mouth, but sometimes we don't think so.
刚才我提到两个字，这个主人跟仆人的是两个字。
I mentioned two words between the master and the servant.
可以帮助我们认识到我们跟神的关系。
Can teach us to know our relationship with God.
圣经里面其实也很清楚告诉我们，耶稣基督是主。
The Bible teaches clearly that Jesus Christ is Lord.
他是管制一切万有。
He controls all creatures.
他也是教会的头。
He is also the church, the head of the church.
不单如此，他也告诉我们，他是我们的救世主。
Not only this, he also told he is our savior.
因为我们今天不是在罪里面做。
因为 today we are no longer servants in sin.
我们是属于神的。
We belong to God.
所以我们要顺从神的话。
So we need to be obedient to God's words.
顺从他的心意。
To follow His will.
听他的话。
And listen to His words.
有三点。很快，我想我们都。
Quickly, there are three things we can discuss.
第一，我们要相信我们的耶稣为主。
First, we need to believe in our Lord Jesus.
因为他是神给我们的恩典。
Because he is grace from God.
因为耶稣死在十字架上面，他从死亡复活，我们接受他，我们可以得救。
Because Jesus died on the cross and resurrected from death, as we receive him.We can be saved.
我们今天叫我们做基督徒，就是我们要跟随基督。
So being a Christian means we need to follow Christ.
我今天看了你们的这个 去担领了你们两点钟的时候，一点钟的时候，你们主的时候是重看这个福音书里面的基督。
I saw your program. It says that in your Sunday school, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you have the studying the Christ in the gospel.
其实我们作为基督的跟随者。
Since we are followers of Christ,
我们要以基督的榜样行事。
So we ought to you follow Jesus' example.
我们的心要以主耶稣基督为圣。
So we ought sanctify Jesus as Lord in our heart.
所以保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候
，So when Paul wrote to the church in Corinth,
特别提到他们是神的教会。
I mentioned, especially mentioned that they are the church of God.
讲到他们是在耶稣基督里面成圣，能叫做圣主。
So it says that they were sanctified in Christ Jesus, sent by calling.
他不单单写给哥林多教会而已啊。
Not only he wrote to the church in Corinth only.
其实也给其他的教会。
But also for the other churches.
就是那些求告主耶稣基督的名的人。
For those who call on the name of our Lord Jesus.
所以在哥林多前书第一章第二节后面最后一段下半节就说，我们必须承认基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
So in the second half of verse 2, and he says that every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
当我们承认我们是主的，他是我们的主的时候，
When we confess he is our Lord,
我们是他的仆人，
we are his servant.
然后我们才有一个敬虔的心态。
Then we will have a reverent heart.
承认他是我们的神。
And admit, confess that he is our God.
我们不再是撒旦的奴隶。
So we are no longer slaves of Satan.
我们不再做罪的奴隶。
We will no longer be slaves to sin.
因为我们今天是神的儿女。
Because we are now children of God.
但是我们今天其实还是面对一个挑战。
We are facing a challenge today.
我们是人吗？ We are men. 我们是人，我们是软弱。
So we are human and we are weak.
我们自己其实做不了什么事。
We cannot do things by ourselves.
我们要靠着神的话。
We ought to do according to God's words.
神的恩典给我们不是单单停在这个十字架上。
God's grace for us not only on the cross.
因为今天有圣灵，神给了我们。
Because today we have the Spirit, indwelling Spirit.
今天我们有圣灵在我们里面。
So we have the Spirit in us.
在犹大书那边有两节的经文。
There are two verses in the book of Jude.
在二十。
Verse 20 and 21. And there they were reminded.
在二十节说，你们却要在至圣的真道上建造着自己。
You ought to build yourselves on the most holy faith.
在圣灵里祷告。
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Keep yourself in the love of God.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。
Seeking the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
直到永生。
To eternal life.
不是我们今天没有永生。
It's not that we do not have eternal life today.
只是等到我们最后有一天我们见到主面的时候。
It means until one day we'll face Jesus.
我们今天每一个基督徒，我们应该晓得怎样去活出来我们基督的生活。
So today, as a Christian, we all know how to live a Christian life.
今天还是一月份。
We're still in January.
农历三年还有一个礼拜哈。
There's maybe one more week for the Chinese New Year.
不管你明年或者今年计划有没有。
Whether you have a plan for next year or not.
去年我自己的计划就是读圣经读一遍。
My plan for last year was to read the Bible once.
今年我是想每一天背一些经文。
So today, this year, I want to recite and memorize one verse a day.
但是发觉也不是很容易。
It's not very easy.
因为每天坐在那边有些时候不晓得怎么样，总是有些时候你都不记得 要去读什么事情。
So sometimes I don't know why, you just don't remember what you need to do.
在旧约里面有两本书。
There are two books in the Old Testament.
我想今年我先从哪两本书好的开始。
So I think I started with those two books.
第一本是利未记。
The Leviticus.
利未记是我们，是我很不。
The Leviticus is very difficult to read. I don't know why. It talks about the offerings and sacrifices. Doesn't seem to be related to us. Actually, it's not.
When we think about this book, God tells them why they have to offer it.
When we think of this book, God told them why they need to make offering. It's not they have nothing else to do to make offering. Why do they have to make offering?
当然利未记里面还有其他的事情。
There are other things too.In the book of Leviticus.
但是你会发觉利未记整本书几乎都是神对我们展望，对我们讲展望。
But you can see the entire book is God speaking to the Israelites.
另外一本书是箴言。
The other one is the Proverbs.
在提婆信那边，我们粤语部的弟兄姐妹，今年其实去年底他们开始做这个事情。
The Cantonese group in T4C last year, they started one project. They read the book of Proverbs. They can read one completely every month. So they'll read this book 12 times in a year.
读十二遍不可以啊，他们还要把他们的名字放在一个大报告吧，大字报上。
Not only they read, they have put their name on the big bulletin board.
有五十个弟兄姐妹放在，把他们的名字放上去。
There are 50 brothers and sisters put their names on it.
放上去一个事情，还有每个月他们要去哪边打个勾勾，有没有读完。
Not only put the name on, every month they have check if they have read one time of the Proverbs.
So this is, 是当然是他们牧师是牧师那边鼓励弟兄姐妹去读这个箴言。
That's because their pastor encouraged them to read the book.
箴言当然是我们晓得是也是教导我们智慧生活的一个本分。
So a Proverbs also teaches about our daily life.
但是要去读嘛。
But you have to read it.
知道也没有用啊。
Even you know, it doesn't matter.
我们不能等到牧师上在台上面去讲道的时候去解释这个真理。
So you cannot wait only when the pastors will explain it.
所以这两本书我们都可以去作为一年里面我们去研读的一本书。
So these two books can be what you're going to read in the year.
回到刚才我们读到犹大书的二十章二十节二十一节。
we return to Jude verses 20 and 21.
再提醒我们,
remind us once again.
我们要在自身的正道上建立造就自己。
We out build ourselves in the most holy faith.
因为讲我们的生活才有活出来。
Only by this we can live our life.
我们也要在圣灵里面的祷告。
We ought to pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们也要在神的爱里面保守我们自己。
We ought to keep ourselves in the love of God.
仰望我们主耶稣基督。
Wait anxiously to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我想结两节希望作为我们今年的开始。
So I wish to use these two verses at the beginning of this year.
作为我们的大家一起的勉励。
Be an encouragement for all of us.